To Traffic Keys, it is Why SEO Wednesday. And if you are a business owner who has a business that's primarily online or is moving online and you are trying to figure out how to get more eyeballs onto your business, in other words, how to get more traffic to your website, I've got an answer for you that can help in the organic space, and that's SEO. And so today, we're going to dive into why SEO. So if you're joining me right now on a replay, do me a favor, just type replay, hit the like button, hit the follow, subscribe, whatever it is, if you're on YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are that you're watching this or listening to this right now, go ahead and do that for me, okay? And if you're here live, then say, I'm here live, all right? Love to hear from you guys. And every Wednesday, we're going to dive into why SEO, why it's so important. So just a little bit of housekeeping, actually. Let me stop and back up a little bit. A little bit of housekeeping. We're going to be talking about the three major keys to traffic, okay, to your website. That's what we do here at Traffic Keys, all right? We talk about audience and defining your audience. We talk about your content strategy for that audience. And then third, SEO. Most people come to me and they've heard of SEO and they want to talk about SEO, and people tell them they've got to fix their SEO, or they don't even understand what SEO is. And they say, how can you help me? And I'm going to tell you, you've got to do those other two first before we dive into true SEO. But today, on Wednesdays, we're going to talk about why SEO. Because let's face it, there are lots of strategies on how to build your business. And there are lots of people who are going to tell you, do this, do this, do this, do that, do the other. And you're probably going crazy, especially if you're on social media, because as soon as the advertisers know you're in business, they're all sending you all sorts of messages, and you're seeing coaches who want to teach you this and teach you that and teach you the other and pay us $2,000 or pay us this and pay us that. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I don't know which one is right. And I know you're there because everybody's there. Let me tell you a story. My wife has been there. So my wife's a business coach, started her business a couple years ago, right before the pandemic. And then the pandemic hit and things had to change. You know, everybody knows we had to pivot, so on and so forth. But she is a business coach and she's on social media, and she uses social media to help drive traffic as well, and organic methods. But then she has come to me numerous times and she says, I saw this ad and they talked about we should be running Facebook ads. Why aren't we spending money advertising in Google, running Google ads? Should we be doing YouTube ads? And she asked me all these questions. I'm like, you do know what I do, right? You know what? I have an agency that does. We specialize in organic traffic. And there's a reason we specialize in organic traffic. And there's a reason why we tell you, start with organic traffic. Learn your audience. Learn what they love through organic methods before you go into the paid method or opportunities. And that's something key that I want to tell you. I am not here telling you that SEO is your end-all, be-all answer. And actually, when we get into 51, the magic number for today, you'll see what I mean by that. I am not here telling you that SEO is the only way. It is not. It is part of a larger strategy. I am telling you SEO is the best place to start. Is there a place for paid advertising in your traffic plan of for your business? Absolutely. Absolutely. However, if your SEO sucks, okay, if your website isn't optimized well enough, if your content isn't speaking to your customer correctly, then you're going to be sending paid traffic at trash. No offense to your current website, but I see a ton of them, and a lot of them are trash. And you wonder, why is it not converting? Because you didn't do a couple of the things that we're going to talk about here in Traffic Keys. And if you get those two right, understanding your audience and understanding your content strategy, then your SEO and then eventually your paid strategy will make you more money. They will convert at higher rates. Okay? I mean, listen, I'm telling you that because I've seen it. I've helped so many people do this, where industry averages for conversions may be in their industry at 6% and they're converting at 10%. And people say, well, how are you doing that? And it's because we spent time talking about their audience and their content strategy first. But today we're going to talk about why SEO. We're going to talk about why SEO, and my topic today is the magic number 51. So there's a big agency out there called Bright Edge, and they put out this statistic some time ago. I don't exactly remember when. Sometime in 2020, they put this out, that based on their research, they have found that 51% of all website traffic comes from SEO. Wow, that's just over half of your traffic comes from SEO. That's why it's so important, because if you're not mastering your SEO, you're literally leaving 50% of your traffic, 50% of your sales, 50% of your income on the table, flat out. Just think about that for a second. Think about where your company is right now. Think about your business right now. Think about your revenue last year. Think about your revenue this month. What if your revenue increased by 51%? Would that make a difference? Would it? I think it would. I know it would for me. I think I've never seen a business that would sneeze at a 51% increase in revenue. But just think about that. 51% of your traffic comes from organic search, SEO. That's what it stands for. Search engine optimization is organic search, right? It means that someone went to a search engine. That is Google. That is Pinterest. That is Facebook. That any search engine that exists, and typed in something that they were looking for and found you. So if they can't do that and they can't find you, you're leaving 51% of your income, at least, on the table. That's why this is so important. That's why you've got to focus on this. That's why you've got to spend some time and some resources on this right now. That's it right there. Now, it also clearly should tell you why I started and I said SEO is not the only answer, because there's still 49% of your traffic that comes from other sources. And some of those are paid sources. And yes, eventually you can focus on those as well. But here is the beauty of SEO. And you'll hear me say this a ton. Here is the beauty of SEO. And I say this because in my background, I actually started off as a paid search guy and a paid search agency. And that's what we did. We specialize in paid search. But get this, in the paid search world, when you put in a dollar, your ad gets run. And then when you stop putting in the dollar, your ad stops running. Well, if you put in a dollar and your ad runs and someone sees it and clicks on it and buys from you, you make money. But if you stop putting in that dollar, then your ad stops running, no one sees it, no one clicks on it, and no one buys from you. In the organic world, you build it today and it continues to pay you over time because it doesn't go away. If you're doing it correctly, and if you go back and listen to the video we did yesterday talking about consistency, if you're consistent and you're doing it correctly, it's just going to keep growing and growing and growing and growing and growing. And so it's creating an engine. That's what SEO does for you. It's creating an engine of traffic that you can turn into leads, that you can turn into customers. Okay? 51% of your traffic. So I'm going to ask you this right now. And I want you to put it in the chat if you're watching this live or if you're seeing it on a replay. If SEO is responsible for 51% of your website traffic, is it currently 51% or more of your marketing plan? Because if it's not, you're planning to fail at 51% of your traffic. So anyway, guys, that's why SEO. It's why SEO Wednesday. Every Wednesday, we're going to go in and delve into a topic like this and talk about why SEO is so important. So today is not a nuts and bolts day. Okay. Today is not a nuts and bolts day. We're going to do a lot of nuts and bolts days when we talk about specific things and understanding things and how to do, understand your audience or a particular part of SEO or what have you. Today is the day that I am working on conditioning your mind to realize, stop looking at those shiny objects that the advertisers want to throw in front of you when you're on Facebook, when you're on social media or anywhere online, because they all know you're in business and they want you to get into doing paid advertising with them. If you have not mastered that 51% or even begun to master that 51% of your traffic, don't do paid. It's not time yet. The time will come, but it's not today. All right, everybody. I forgot to introduce myself. I am Atiba. It's been a pleasure to share with you today on this Why SEO Wednesday. I will see you guys tomorrow and we'll have another fun topic. See you then. Bye-bye. Or maybe not. There we go.